in a world where there seems to be an app for anything and everything, smartphone technology may now be expanding into the realm of mental health treatment. A team of University of Michigan researchers is working to develop a smartphone app that would help people living with bipolar disorder. Melvin McInnes, a professor and researcher at the University of Michigan School of Psychiatry, is one of the key developers of the Priori app. He joins us today to tell us more about what the app aims to do and what it could mean for the future of bipolar disorder treatment. Professor, thanks for joining us here on Current State. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Just so we could have everybody on the same page here, give us a good layperson's working definition of bipolar disorder. What are some of its main characteristics?
Well, bipolar disorder is an illness that affects the mood. It affects our mental energy. It affects the way that individuals feel, their energy. It ranges from depressive episodes where the individual has no energy, difficulties concentrating, profoundly overwhelmed with sadness, through to hypomanic or manic episodes where the energy is revved up. There is a diminished need for sleep, a pathologically diminished need for sleep. The energy is, as I said, wound up. The affect is really charged up, and the individual may be speaking very loud and have misguided volitions and doing activities or engaging activities that are forthright dangerous.
Well, tell us a little bit more about the project you're working on then. How might an app monitor mood swings?
Well, one of the features of mood disorders is found in the speech. So an individual who experiences either a depression episode or a manic episode will often have changes in the way that their speech sounds. And so very often, a family member will tell us that they can hear something is amiss because they just sound different. They're either speaking way too fast and going all over the place, or they're speaking way too slowly and often difficult to really follow. So our hypothesis is that there may be features in the way that an individual speaks that could be detected by computational methods using computerized analysis of the acoustics of speech that would essentially predict an impending change of moods.
How interesting. Professor Melvin McInnes is our guest. He's researching a smartphone app that may assist people who have been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. What's the status of your project right now? Where are you with this?
Well, we know that, clearly we know that speech changes when individuals are in manic episodes or depressed episodes. And it's been demonstrated that when you take someone into a studio lab, you can record their speech. You can identify features of acoustics that associate with moods. But what we really don't know is if we can use smartphone technology to capture speech on the on the fly, if you will, in the course of the daily activities of the individual using their phone, and whether we can use that speech to be analyzed and identify features that would predict mood changes. So what we're doing essentially is that we've developed a program that captures the speech or records the speech on a cell phone. It encrypts it and sends it to a central server where it's analyzed, and features of the acoustics are researched to identify features that would essentially associate with mood and potentially predict mood. So what we want to be able to do is predict mood. What we're able to do now is we're able to identify when somebody is having a mood disorder, or sailing into a manic episode or a depressed episode. And so that's essentially the status of the research right now. And what our next goal is to see is whether we can accurately predict changes and subsequently either alert the patient or their family or their care provider to intervene and prevent these episodes.
Very interesting. What was the inspiration for this project? When and how did you get this idea?
Well, the inspiration, as a medical researcher, my inspiration comes from the individuals that I care for, and over the past several years, we've been engaging a large number of individuals in a longitudinal study of bipolar disorder that's sponsored by the Heinz C. Prechter Bipolar Research Fund here at the University of Michigan, and so in and engaging with these individuals with bipolar disorder and engaging with their families, their families will say, you know, I could just hear there was something going on because I could hear it in their voice. And there was a change in just the way that they interacted with me and the way that their voice sounded. And so my hypothesis, or our hypothesis, derived essentially from working with patients that we take care of and thinking through how can we identify ways and use the existing technology to be able to predict when somebody is headed for a crisis. So if we can do that and prevent the catastrophic consequences of bipolar disorder, which include suicide and all sorts of problems and consequences in so many different personal realms of the individual's life, that would go a long way to preventing the disorder and preventing the consequences of it. So that's what drives us.
Are you blazing a trail with this, or are there other apps out there that try to help people with mental health conditions like bipolar disorder?
There are many apps out there that are available for the individual to help help them manage the bipolar disorder. But what the apps are, what the apps do that are out there, if you will, are applications that provide a basis for the individual to interact and monitor their mood themselves. And I don't know whether you've used, a Fitbit or something like that, but the average person will use it for, 3 months or so, and then you kind of put it on the shelf. What we're blazing a trail with here is using the application in a manner such that the individual only has to have their mobile device, their phone, with them. And so they really don't have to do anything other than use their device, and most of us will use our phone on a regular basis. And so we just have to have a very short snippet of speech of the individual to be able to monitor and assess the acoustic features of their speech.
So will this technology, should this technology really take off and develop, will it change treatment practices and procedures with people for people with the disorder?
We believe it will, and that's why we call it Priori, because it's a method and a technology to help us prioritize those individuals that need care at any given time. So if you think of the state of Michigan, that there are 10 million people in the state of Michigan, 1% of them have bipolar 1 disorder, which means that there are 100,000 people in our state with bipolar 1 disorder. And so if we can use technology such as this to prioritize those individuals that need care today or relatively quickly, we could use this technology to get them in to see their healthcare provider and make the appropriate interventions to prevent untoward episodes. But I want to emphasize, of course, that this is research, and this is what we do at the university level, is to think deep thoughts and engage individuals in research. But we're very optimistic about this, and we're very optimistic that this will ultimately help individuals, and it will be very helpful, we believe, in reaching out to underserved communities and populations, because most people are carrying a cell phone.
What do you think this app will look like? If all your trials are successful, if this unfolds satisfactorily to you, mm-hmm. when might we be looking at this?
Well, I have the application on my cell phone myself, and so I'm one of the individuals using it. And you really totally forget that you're actually using it. What we're setting about to do at this particular moment is to do a clinical trial of several hundred individuals, engage them with this technology, and follow them over a period of time. So individuals with bipolar disorder that have what we call rapid cycling, in other words, their moods are always or frequently changing. And so if we can demonstrate that this is effective in helping individuals monitor their moods, then we believe that there will be strong interest to support this going forward and really get this out to the front line of medical health care. We've also pointed out to others is that speech is a very important biological marker. When you talk to your friends, your relatives, and you hear them talk just on the phone, you get a sense of how they're doing. So maybe mm-hmm. speech is a really good marker just of health status changes. When we're sick, when we have the flu, you don't sound all that great on the phone. And you can tell, when a family member is ill just by listening to them say a few words.
So you're confident that this may have broader applications in the future, technology like this?
Well, I'm confident, but we're the people that are working on it, so we're very enthusiastic about our work. And so, but we appreciate that it needs to stand the test of time and research, and we have very skeptical statisticians that we work with on a regular basis who challenge us on a daily regularly to make sure that we're that everything is valid and stands the test of time. So we have a very strong team here that encompasses researchers in the College of Engineering here at the University of Michigan, and we're working with other individuals in a number of other schools here, the School of Information, and that to really give this a really thorough testing. And so we're very excited about it.
Very good. The University of Michigan working on a smartphone app that would help people living with bipolar disorder. One of those is Professor Melvin McInnes, a professor at the University of Michigan Department of Psychiatry. Many thanks for joining us, Professor, and good luck.
Thank you so much.